It's a chilly 3 degrees in Christchurch at the moment. Expect southerlies and showers this afternoon with a top of 7 degrees. Good morning, I'm Dale Gray with Newstalk ZB News. Manamoto Harki is taking the proposed seabed and foreshore legislation to the United Nations. The party is bitterly opposed to it and sees it as nothing but confiscation. President Vern Winitana says the issue has galvanised Maori. He's just returned from Geneva, where he went at the invitation of the High Commission on Human Rights. The commission has undertaken to investigate the issue and is awaiting a report from Manamoto Harki. Ngāi Tahu has taken out newspaper ads calling on MPs to vote against the seabed and foreshore legislation. Iwi leader Mark Solomon has written an open letter to all MPs. He says the legislation undermines the rule of law and breaches human rights. Mr. Solomon reminds MPs their role is to lead the country into the future and that they can't and shouldn't create a future built on injustice. There's a warning for the government over putting too many of its eggs in one basket. A political marketing specialist says Helen Clark has been the brand face of Labour since 1996, but Claire Robinson believes the Prime Minister is beginning to show signs that she's feeling the pressure of the tussle with Tariana Turia and the rising star of Don Brash. And she says when Helen Clark starts to crumble, Labour will crumble with her. The Prime Minister has gone on the attack recently, calling hikoi marches wreckers and haters, and observing that Shrek is better company. Deportation laws are due for a major shake-up. Immigration Minister Paul Swain is demanding to know what criteria is being used which allows foreign criminals to remain in the country. He admits current laws could be too lax, and he's turning his attention to bodies like the Deportation Review Tribunal. Mr. Swain says organisations like that have been around for almost 20 years, and it's time to see if changes are needed. He says it's not right for immigrants who have committed serious crimes to expect to be able to remain in the country. Escaped American hostage Thomas Hamill is now in Germany, where he's receiving treatment to an injured arm. The Mississippi truck driver is the toast of the US following his escape from his Iraqi captors. Meanwhile, members of the Army Patrol which found him near Tikrit have been recounting their experience to the media. First Lieutenant John Merrill says Mr. Hamill was really happy to see them after 3 weeks in captivity. He says the truckie was thin and unshaven. Thomas Hamill says he kicked down a door in a stone shack where he was being held after hearing the sound of American Humvees nearby. High winds in Taranaki are keeping local firefighters busy. Roofs have been lifted off homes in Hawera and windows blown in. Waikato and Auckland are also being blown about. More than 200 extra police officers will be in Wellington tomorrow as the foreshore hikoi moves through the capital to Parliament. Thousands of Maori from around the country are expected to join the march. The head of police operations for the event, Detective Inspector Rod Drew, says the officers are being brought in from central and eastern districts. An extended tour of duty for our troops in the Solomons. Up to 120 Defence Force personnel will remain in the islands for a further 2 months. They're part of the multinational stabilisation force that's helped return law and order. The team includes 2 helicopter crews and an infantry platoon. Defence Minister Mark Burton says the mission, which began in July last year, has been a success. A unanimous call from wharfies for relations between the Littleton Port Company and combined unions to be patched up. They returned to work last night after 4 days of industrial action over the number of permanent part-time workers the company employs. Combined union spokesman Paul Corliss says at a stopwork meeting yesterday, their members expressed desire for the issue to be resolved. They say they have amended some of their aims and hope the port company will meet their requests. A 1905 masterpiece by Pablo Picasso is widely expected to become the most expensive work of art in history later this week. The painting goes on sale at Sotheby's Auction House in New York on Thursday. Boy with a Pipe could fetch as much as $159 million. Dealers are confident it will surpass the current record of $131 million that was paid for a work by Vincent van Gogh in 1990. Sotheby's says the Picasso auction is an opportunity that comes once in a lifetime. The painting was bought for $47,000 in 1950.